Blog Talk Radio.
I've been drinking. I get filthy when that liquor get it to me. I've been thinking. Why can't I keep my fingers off it, baby? I want you, na-na. Why can't I keep my fingers off it, baby? I want you, na-na. Cigars on ice. Feeling like an animal with these cameras all in my grill. Flashing lights. You got me pity, baby, I want you, na-na. Can't keep your eyes off my pity, daddy, I want you, na-na. Drunk in love, I want you. We woke up in the kitchen saying, how the hell did this shit happen, oh baby.
We'd be all night.
your boy Fat Man coming to you live and direct. 5 minutes after 5 p.m. out here in Las Vegas, Nevada. I think today it's like 100 and something degrees. It's always hot as hell out here. Welcome to another episode of Pillow Talk Radio with your host, your boy the Fat Man, and of course, one of the hottest BBWs in Las Vegas is always out there in the streets getting in trouble doing her damn thing is Miss G-Spot Gina, definitely in the building.
Hi, honey. How you doing?
I'm fine, sweetie. How are you?
I'm recovering.
You're
it is hotter than a mother out there.
Yeah. You're recovering, huh? Yeah, that's why I keeps my butt in the house on hot days like this. You know what I'm saying? For all you people out there that's not in Las Vegas that's listening right now, we start getting into the hundreds starting in like May. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, we're hot from May until like the end of September.
September.
Depends on how the weather is. Depends on how everything is going. You know what I'm saying? But, it's a lot of things going on out here. Everybody's getting real active out here in Las Vegas. You know, of course, it's summertime. It's hot. We got the pool parties. We got everything going on. You know what I'm saying? Me and Gina stopped in at the third anniversary last night for Juanita. You know what I'm saying? And BBW Club. You know what I mean? So we'll be... We'll be definitely giving you some blow-by-blow situations and things that happened last night. You know what I'm saying? So big shout-out to DJ Fats and everybody that was out there. Of course, LVPPW was definitely in the building. You know, Gina and Paula was out there representing, you know what I'm saying, as always. You know, they had to kind of drag me out of the bed and everything like that. You know what I'm saying? Y'all got to understand. You know, when you do this entertainment and radio personality and things like that, you guys don't know. I'm on the radio like 2-3 times out of the week. I'm in the studio twice a week, things like that. You know, and you're dealing with everybody and everything and me just not coming back. You know, of course, me and Gina has been dealing with our mothers. That is a whole mental situation totally different from this in itself that, you know, you have to stay strong mentally, not physically. A mental fatigue and a physical fatigue are two different things. It's just when you get them both at the same time, your body's going to shut down no matter what you want to do, how bad you want to go, how far you want to go, and you have to allow your body to shut down. You got to start listening to your body. I know it's a lot of women out there that, you know, a lot of single parents, which are women, and men too, you know, we push our bodies to the edge. We push it to the limit. We can't sit still and things like that. Sometimes you have to sit your ass down, sit still. That means no cleaning, no this, no nothing. I can understand, well, I got the kids and everything. Well, this is the reason why the kids are supposed to help. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So she got me up, you know. She sent me some nasty text messages and got me
up. I did not, you freaking liar.
And everything. She sent me some nasty text messages and this, that, and the other, talking about she got the girls out and they need a leash and this, that, and the other. I need to come hold them back and this, that, and the other. You know what I'm saying? Her and Paula. So I was like, all right, let me go up there and see what's going on. You know what I mean? And man, when I got up there, man, it's a whole... Oh, that's a whole totally different conversation of itself. But before we get into what happened over the weekend, we're gonna kind of Paula. I mean, I'm calling you Paula.
Because Paula was hot last night. That's why.
See, that just go to show y'all what type of night we had. You know what I'm saying? Gina, I know you've been kind of busy all week and this, that, and the other. What's been going on this week?
Well, this week, you know that we did our charity event in May. So Patrom Don and I went to the mission to go deliver our fundraiser money that we collected from our charity event. So we went down there to the mission And, you know, went to go say hi to Linda down there at City Mission Las Vegas. We took our donation. We hung out a little bit. And when we were there, I asked Linda, I said, so what's going on with the mission? You know, what's going on in the next couple of months? Is there anything you guys need help with? You know, whatever, whatever. And she says, you know what? We're going to be doing a Jeans for Teen Drive. And I asked her what it was about. And basically she's collecting jeans, gently used jeans and new jeans for junior high and high schoolers in Las Vegas that are in need. And also school supplies. So I said, well, why didn't you call me and tell me what you needed help with? I said, shoot, we can get together a couple of boxes, drop them off at a certain couple of locations and start this drive. So LBPBW, Pillow Talk, and also Getting Your Chiropractic in Las Vegas is going to join us, and we're going to start this week setting up different locations where we're going to set up a box to collect donations. The first box location will be at 1229 Southeastern Avenue. That's near the corner of Charleston and Las Vegas Boulevard. And there will be a box set up inside of Getting Your Chiropractic to collect school supplies, gently used jeans, new clothing for teenagers. Anything you want to donate, please bring down there. Hit me up on Facebook, inbox me, call me. Most of you people out there already know my phone number, so just call me up and let me know, you know, if you need to get in touch with me, and, you know, we'll set it up. There is an event already created on Facebook, and we're going to have our last day of the event will be July 5th, where we'll have a little get-together over at the Juke Joint at 9 o'clock, and we're just going to come together and everybody bring their supplies that wasn't able to come out and drop off at the different locations. Now, LBPPW is a big organization. We have over 4,000 members in the group, but our admins are spread out throughout the city, so if you have school supplies that you want to drop off or whatever, just inbox one of us. There's Luana Trelizzi, Paula Sullivan, Debbie Rivera, Susan Pittman, myself, you, Fat Man, of course. So anybody that needs to drop off school supplies or jeans or whatever, clothing, just hit us up, inbox us, let us know where side of town you are, and more than likely we'll have somebody on that side of town that can meet you, come to you, or you can drop off to them, you know, your school supplies and stuff like that. So anything you can do. Again, once again, City Mission Las Vegas feeds about 40 to 50 homeless people every morning breakfast, packs them a sack lunch, sends them on their way every day, and also does home deliveries of baskets of food to low-income elderly folks that don't have any way to get out to get food. You know, once their food stamps run out or once they run out of money mid-month, they don't have any other resources. So City Mission Las Vegas goes and delivers food to them, and families that are in need can go and pick up, you know, baskets of food from them as well, you know. So they do a lot of good in the community, and anything we can do to help them, you know, we always try and do. So most definitely, you know, hit us up on Facebook, hit us up on Twitter, you know, just look up, Google LBPPW, and you'll find us somewhere. And just let us know that you have school supplies or clothing that needs to be picked up, and we'll find someone in your area to come pick it up.
That's just one thing we're doing, huh?
Yeah, buddy. You know what? We got our hands in everything.
Right. What else has LBPPW got planned?
We're going to do another open house mixer coming up soon. So anybody that's interested in becoming a active member, you know, that wants to be, say, hey, I am an official member of Las Vegas Pleasantly Plump Woman. Here, I'm here to represent the group. You know, we are actively looking for members. So anybody that thinks that they can, you know, come and be a part of our organization and inspire other women and inspire men, and wants to be active in the group and participate in planning events, you know, volunteering, you know, anything that you think you can bring to the group, party planning, whatever the case may be, you know, just hit us up and let us know, and we'll make sure to invite you to the next open house mixer It'll most likely be sometime in July. We'll probably do maybe a barbecue or a late evening, you know, maybe wine and cracker cheese type mixer, and just hang out and meet some new people and see who wants to become an official member. And if you have any questions as to how to become a member, click on our About section above where the picture's at on our group, and it'll explain to you exactly how you can become a member. So
definitely looking
for people to come and help be a part of this organization.
That goes for everybody, all the organizations in this city. I know I belong to a lot of organizations and everything like that. Fat Man's kind of backing up a lot. I do have a lot on my plate. I got so much on my plate that I'm doing more for everybody. A lot of people, my associates, I'm doing more for them than I'm doing for myself and my own career. So, it's, you know, a lot of people, please get in touch with Gina, of course. Diva D, she has Thick Nation. They're doing a lot of things, water drive, walkathons, all of that, and this and the other, you know what I'm saying? Fat Man has been involved in a lot of these organizations for many of years and things like that. But sometimes it's just time to, you know, you have to start getting your priorities together, you know what I'm saying, especially with me dealing with my mom. Dealing with my mom, she's been keeping me grounded, keeping my head level, and letting me know, you know, sometimes, you know, that's just like they say in the Bible. When I was a child, I played with childish things. But when I grow older, you have to let those childish things go. You know what I'm saying? I'm not saying that anything that I'm doing is childish. Everything that I've done has had meaning to it. It's just that in life, you look for something more. Life is too short to just settle. So all you couch potatoes out there and everybody that's sitting there listening and want to talk about giving Gina a call, and next week I'm going to give her a call and see what's going on. Don't put off next week of what you could do this week. You know, don't put off what you could do tomorrow. Don't put off till tomorrow what you could do today. You know what I'm saying? And I'm the first one to let people know, hey, I can't make it, I can't do this, this is just too much on my plate right now, or anything like that. But I do have the intentions, and I do a lot of community work. I do a lot of community work that people don't even know about. People don't even know that, you know, I do a lot of work with kids, you know what I'm saying, with it being summer now. I do a lot of swimming events and things like that, just in my own little complex, just with kids, my own little nieces and nephews and things like that. A lot of times it starts at home. It takes a village to raise a child. Sometimes it takes a village to raise a grown-ass man.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Sometimes it
takes a village to raise a grown-ass man and a grown-ass woman. You know what I'm saying? Because there's a lot of you grown-ass motherfuckers out there that's still acting like children, you know what I'm saying, and everything. So this is the reason to come together. We're building something. Like I said, big shout out to Juanita. I haven't been to her club it's been about a year or so. But, you know, that's what we're talking about. The community coming together, partying, having fun, socializing, networking, fellowshipping, can be in the same room and things like that and have a good time without ladies feeling like they're going to get disrespected or ladies feeling like they're going to get oogled treated disrespectfully. So I mean, it's a whole gambit that goes with the LVPPW and the BBW movement and all of this. You know what I'm saying? It's not just the parties and the getting together and the charity events and things like that. You know what I'm saying? We socialize. We have to learn how to. That's one thing you have to do is learn how to socialize with each other. If you can't socialize,
you just hit a point right now about networking and you know, getting involved. Pillow Talk is always ready to host somebody that has a small business, would like to come on our show. You know, get in touch with Fat Man or get in touch with myself. If you want to advertise your commercial on our show, you're more than welcome. It'll be a minimal fee. You know, just give us a call. Let us know what your intentions are, what it is that you would like to advertise, and we would be more than happy to help you out and set you up with a commercial either once a week, once a month, whatever the case may be. So definitely, if you have a small business that you want to advertise, get in touch with us. Let us know. We're always here to support, and especially those in the BBW community, where that's what we're here for, is to support others. So definitely give us a call and let us know.
Exactly, to support others. I know y'all hear me give my cell phone number out on the radio and everything, long time and everything, like all the time and everything. You know, you guys have to start putting some of these numbers up and start using them. If you want to get out and you want to be involved, you want to come to some of these events, just if you want to come to some of these events to meet G-Spot and take a picture and let her know, you know, that you're a fan and you've been following her on Facebook and things like that through her modeling career, through the LVPPW. Same thing with myself. You know, you can always show up at these events and show your support. We're never saying that you can't show your support. We want everybody to come out and show their support. That's what these events are for. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, you guys get yourself together because you know, we got a lot coming, and we got a lot going on, you know what I mean? So, other than that, Gina, what else has been going on? Because I know I've been seeing the pictures being posted and all of that and everything.
Yeah, definitely. We've been, you know, trying to do our summer stuff, you know, not just LVPPW, but include our families and stuff. So we've been hanging out at the pool
right.
with the kids and whatnot.
Right.
My son's birthday is coming up this coming weekend, so I'll be planning that. So, you know,
okay.
just doing a little bit of the family thing. But,
okay.
you know, I don't know. I'm sure we're going to go ahead and play a song or two, and then we'll come back and start on our topic for the evening. You know, do's
right.
and don'ts of social media. I have recently just noticed a lot of stuff that's being posted in social media, and it's absolutely
yes.
ridiculous. It's like, are you
yes,
seriously
is.
Out job
yes.
hunting and posting that shit on Facebook? Really?
Right.
Do you not
right.
realize that the employers are looking at your Facebook page? Do you not realize that schools are looking at your Facebook page and considering you? It's like
no,
it's amazing. It's just absolutely amazing with the stuff that I see on
no,
Facebook, and I'm just
no,
like,
don't.
Wow.
No, they don't. People need to realize what you're putting out there. The same karma that you put out, you're going to get back. So be careful. I say this all the time. You know, you got people at work that's supposed to be at work with they in the bathroom taking selfies and this and the other and all of that. You don't think that your boss?
Yeah, right.
You don't think that your boss?
Right, and I have been guilty of posting stuff that I would not want my kids to see or my, you know, my family to see or even my employer. I have posted shit, and then I think about it, I'm like, oh, shit, I need to delete that because I don't want nobody to see that shit.
Right,
you know,
right,
it's just like you
right,
get ahead
right,
of yourself,
right.
but sometimes you need to step back and think a little bit more before you post stuff. So, yeah, definitely we're going to touch on that topic, and then we're going to touch on, you know, a little bit of everything we come back from.
Yeah, because I'm pretty sure you don't think that your boss don't know what those stalls, those bathroom stalls look like in his establishment.
Right?
You in there taking selfies and this, that, and the other, talking about, I'm bored at work, I wish I was at home, or I wish I was this, that, and the other, talking to y'all on Facebook. Well, you keep posting that shit, and he going to see it, and he going to make sure that your ass be at home permanently.
No, the funniest shit that I've seen, is the pictures that people take and don't look in the background. So
right.
they'll take, like, the shirtless picture. But they'll be having their ass facing the mirror in the back, and
right,
then there's like
right.
a dude with
you know
like no
mean?
Ass.
Or
right. they'll take
you know
the picture
yeah.
and the toilet's in the background. Well, did you think to flush the toilet before you took the picture? You know what I mean? It's like, wow, some
well,
of the shit I
well,
see on Facebook is absolutely
well,
fucking amazing.
Well, I know one thing. I know one thing. If any of them women last night was taking any selfies and they had they back out, it was nothing but ass everywhere. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? It was nothing but ass everywhere. You know what I'm saying? It's more like it was snapbacks and tattoos everywhere. You know what I'm saying? Because I've seen a little bit of this. I've seen a little bit of that. I've seen a little bit of see-through. I've seen a little bit of everything. So we will be back to expound on that a little bit more. It's 5:24 p.m. out here in Las Vegas, Nevada, 6/8/2014. It's the 8th month. Tomorrow, my daughter will be 5 years old. Man, that just goes to show y'all how old that man is getting. He has a 5-year-old daughter tomorrow. I can't wait to get these gifts and put all these gifts together and this and the other and everything so I can surprise her or take her to the movies and do everything that a dad is supposed to do. And I want to give a shout out to all my dads that's out there. I had a friend that posted something on my wall. Jenny, you're sitting there on, I don't know if you're sitting there on your computer. Go to my wall and get the remix song made by from Pharrell. I'm Happy. It's called I'm Daddy. That is the best song that's going out right now. That's giving all you dads. And I don't want to talk and get all emotional and shit, because when you're a dad, it's nothing like being a damn dad, y'all. We'll be back.
Snapbacks and tattoos, snapbacks and tattoos, nice whips, fly chicks, all that, cause cash rules. Snapbacks and tattoos, snapbacks and tattoos, nice whips, fly chicks, all that, cause cash rules. Show off your hat, show off your tats, show off your arms, legs, chest, show off your back. Snapbacks and tattoos, snapbacks and tattoos, nice whips, fly chick,
all that just cash.
Okay, now snapbacks and tattoos, rap fact, I'm that dude. My backpack got cash that I make an ass clap like tattoo. I'm international, y'all niggas bad new. I pass through, fresh to death, you now into swag school. Ladies holding kisses, swagger cold and sickness. Team Dricky tatted on them, cause they ass is so ridiculous. And the Mavi paparazzi, man, they can't control the pictures. New M.O.B. tat, screaming money over bitches. My clothes and tats, they all custom, though. Something that you ain't custom to. Don't come after the Huxtable. Hold the hat, they adjustable. This is for my ladies and my fellas getting gravy. With your bodies marked up like a train back in the 80s. I spit through the test, now I'm inking my chest. Trying to triple my chest, I spit through the rest. Buying a mix to a nest, flying to fit you the best. From N.Y. to L.A., North Cadillac to Baton Rouge. All across the latitude, everybody rocking them. Snapbacks and tattoos, snapbacks and tattoos, nice whips, fly chick, all that, cause cash rules. Snapbacks and tattoos, snapbacks and tattoos, nice whips, fly chick, all that, cause cash rules. Show off your hat, show off your tat, show off your arms, legs, chest, show off your back. Snapbacks and tattoos, snapbacks and tattoos, nice whips, fly chick,
all that,
in my hood they wear them snapbacks and tattoos. Clack, clack, and snatch jewels, pack tools, crap shoot, and sell crack in glass tubes. I check attitude, hard enough to get attitude. Tat it up, fat as butt, suck it off,
vacuum.
Trip to Miami, after that, lowrider. When I say we ballin' trick, I don't mean no globetrotter. Ricky is a monster, ain't an ear up in his face. Since I murder rap, I should tat a tear up on my face. Can't you hear the flow is evil, can't be near as close to lethal. Y'all are weird, yo, I'm just here to spit ball piercing, closing needles. Wear some cheer up for the people, rap is fear cause most are feeble. I don't have to smoke, I rap the dope, consider so illegal. Damn, to all my G's up, can I just get a witness? Is it inked up, from the feet up, are we styling in a mission? Ain't leaving out my females, I'm talking about that ass too. Show them all, roll call, let them bitches know we wear them. Snapbacks and tattoos, snapbacks and tattoos, nice whip, fly chick, all that, cause cash rules. Snapbacks and tattoos, okay. Snapbacks and tattoos, nice whip, fly chick, all that, cause cash rules. Show off your hat, show off your tat, show off your arms, legs, chest, show off your back. Snapbacks and tattoos, snapbacks and tattoos, nice whip, fly chick,
all that, cause cash rules.
You got the What's Up Man coming to you live and direct from Las Vegas, Nevada. It's Pillow Talk Radio with my girl G-Spot Gina indefinitely in the building and on the line. You know what I'm saying? Y'all know how we roll together. We partners in crime. That's why people was looking at us last night when we was up in the building like, oh, shit, here come these two and this and the other. But people was looking at me like, people was looking at me like I was the Black Moses. They was like, is that Fat Man? Is that you? And this and the other. It's like, yeah, it's me. It's me. You know what I'm saying? That's because, you know, when you're out and everything, you know, when you become a local celebrity. And I know Gina, she always says, no, I'm not. I'm just out here, you know, she's a local celebrity too. When you become a local celebrity, people want you to come and make appearances and things like that, you know what I'm saying? And they want you to come and show your face in the place because of, you know, your popularity, because of your aura. People don't get into this, they go to clubs. There's certain people that want you to come to their clubs because your aura drives and your aura draws other people to the club. If people
it's
know
not
that me and Gina
that,
Gillespie, because
they know your fat ass is going to bring in more people. That's all it is.
Yeah, that's true too. That's true too. But when they know somebody like myself who's only going to come by himself, then they're going to want me to come. You know, they're going to want me to come because they know either Fat Man's going to say something, do something, or this, that, and the other, or make an entrance that's going to be memorable or anything like that. You know what I'm saying? So we go out and we try and visit our home, other fellow home BBW clubs and things like that. It was just that last night being out for the first time in a minute was fascinating. Seen some things that I'm going to expound on, and then I'm going to let Gina expound on some things, because I know Gina's seen some fashion. I know Gina's seen some fashion hell nahs last night and this, that, and the other. You know what I'm saying? I've seen a couple of fashion hell nahs too. You know what I'm saying? I've seen some women with some stuff so see-through, I could see what they was thinking and this, that, and the other, and could see what they was going to be getting rid of later on and everything after what they done ate. That's how see-through it was. You know what I'm saying? And don't get me wrong, fellas. I love going to the BBW clubs, because this is the one thing that pisses me off. You guys, a lot of you chubby chasers, because a BBW lover gets up and he mingles, he talks, he spreads his love. You chubby chasers, y'all want to come in and y'all want to sit in the corners, sit in the dark corners and look. You know, you and your homie, you want to sit in the dark corner and look and giggle and point and laugh. And then when the big girls get out there on the floor and doing their damn thing, then y'all want to sit with your eyes open and your mouth is open and everything. Look here, check this out. I told this guy this last night. Look here, don't be scared. It's only pussy. Okay? Can't hurt you, can't bite you, this, that, and the other, you know what I'm saying? It can turn you out and shit, it can turn you into a crackhead, but it can't bite you, can't do nothing crazy, this, that, and the other. And I'm seeing women honestly flaunt and express their sexuality to these men. Damn near giving them lap dances. Well, one lady did give a man a lap dance after I told him to grab that ass and just hold on. I told him, grab that ass like Trigger, like that's Trigger the horse, and just hold on and ride. And you ride that ass off into the sunset. You know what I'm saying and everything. You know what I mean? Just like John Wayne would. Ride that ass off into the sunset. He didn't even know how to grab the booty. We just go take it there. He pat at it and looked at it like, wow, and this, that, and the other. You know what I'm saying? This is one thing that you got to realize, fellas. A plus-size woman is the most sexual, beautiful, active, ravishing creature on this earth. You ain't going to get nobody that's going to wake up and feel more sexier than the next woman, than a big girl. And when they go to these clubs, they let it be known. They let it be known how they dress. They wear the splits up the side. You know what I'm saying? They wearing their little G-strings. They wearing their little fishnet panties and this, that, and the other and everything like that. Not afraid of their sexuality. It makes me start feeling that more of my men, my so-called BHMs, and these skinny chubby chasers that just want to come out because, because ain't no other club cracking, so let's go up here because the big girls up here, you know what I'm saying? Fellas, y'all got to stop thinking that way, because it's getting insulting. It's very insulting, and it's very disrespectful, because now you're dealing with a woman's emotions. You're dealing with a woman's emotions and her aura and her state of mind at that point in time. You don't want to take advantage of that. She don't want to be taken advantage of. 99 out of 99 times, these women are just looking to have good conversation and have some fun. Some of them are. Some of them don't. There are some there that are out looking for some dick. It's just like us men go out and look fast. So women out there looking for some dick to get go home so they can have a good time. But don't be afraid when the tables are turned, fellas. Come on now, this is 2014. You know what I'm saying? It's time to step up to the plate and eat off the plate instead of back up from it. Now I'll leave it to Gina from here.
Well, first of all, last night was Las Vegas BBW Club 3rd-year anniversary, so congratulations to Juanita for her 3rd-year anniversary. And it was lingerie pajama night, so a lot of the ladies were dressed in lingerie and pajamas and whatnot, so that's why they were a little see-through. I felt like I was a nun in there last night, even though I had a little lacy little black cami and some pajama bottoms. I just wasn't feeling the, you know, the garter belts and the corsets and the you know, lingerie, the see-through stuff. So I didn't dress that, you know, out there. But there was some ladies that were dressed that way. And, you know, it's all good. Right. It is all good. As long as you are happy in your own skin, and
exactly.
You feel comfortable showing all that off, then please, by all means, do your thing. My issue is, and you know me, firm it up, slim it down, I don't know, tame it, do whatever you got to do, strap it up, you know, whatever you got to do, because when it's bouncing around out there, put some shapewear on, just something to strap that sucker down, because when you're out there on that dance floor and that muffin top that's hanging over the top of your panties is ready to, you know, give some guy a black eye because it's bouncing around so much. Yeah, it's not pretty. It really is not pretty. You can be a big girl, but make it look good. You know what I mean? Wear the panties over the belly, not under the belly. You know what I mean? Just, you know, let's try and maintain it just a little bit more. That's like my biggest don't when it comes to plus-size women and the way they dress.
I mean, I've been noticing, I guess we men are the same way when it comes down to fashion and dressing. You know, everybody figure, you know, they're such a fashionista as far as women. Every man figure, you know, he can dress himself better than GQ can, and this, that, and the other. And actually, a lot of y'all be coming out clashing. Is a lot of y'all colorblind? Because I'm not afraid to admit that I'm colorblind like a motherfucker. I need some help getting dressed and shit on the daily and shit. You know, you got to put numbers on my shit. You know, number one, go with number one. Number two, go with number two. You know what I'm saying? And this, that, and the other. You know? There's nothing wrong, fellas. There is nothing wrong with letting your woman pick out clothes that she feels that you look good in. It's going to bring out your eyes. Whenever you ask the woman, I can put that on. Well, no, that doesn't miss any other. But those shoes, we'll go with that shirt and this, and it's going to bring out your eyes and your skin tone and all of that. Fellas, we don't get into that. Ladies, I know y'all get into that. Don't think everything is not meant for everybody.
Yeah.
That's one thing I had to learn. I had a problem going to school. When I was in high school, I was a fat kid. So I wanted to wear the penny loafer shoes, the straight leg jeans, things like that and stuff like that. But they didn't make that stuff in my size. Or it's just that I was shopping at the wrong stores that had it in my size. You know what I'm saying? So, we do have to tuck and crimp and shape and you know, tone down and things like that. It doesn't hurt. It's not saying that you're not sexy. It's not saying that I'm not handsome. It's saying that I can dress, look presentable, still be sexy, still be me, rock this shit, do my damn thing, and everything like that without being so revealing. You ladies got to understand, the reason why these skinny chubby chasers come in and they sit in the back. They don't want to get up and dance. They want to see y'all do the wobble wobble and all of that shit, you know, and everything and the rubble rubble. Y'all, they want y'all to do the grimace and the Hamburglar and all that shit out on the floor and all that. You know the Hamburglar, he rubble rubble and shit. You know what I'm saying? So they only want to see that is because you ladies get up and you got your see-through this on, and you got your see-through that on, and that's the thrill for the night. But they will not get up on the floor and dance. We go to these, me and Gina go to these clubs, one guy on the floor dancing with five women, seven guys sitting around the wall, three at the door, 14 at the bar, but won't nobody come out and dance with these ladies.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And that's sad because it's like you can sit here. This is something that me and Gina talked about last week. You can sit there and whisper in these women's ear and, oh, baby, you so fine, and I just wanted this, that, and the other, and blah, 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 and all of that, and whoop-de-whoop-de-whoop. But then you will not and you don't want to be seen in public with this woman. Don't you know that's a mental that's a mental fuck for a woman? You want to you wanted her to be seen when she's revealing or when it's dark, but when it's like, hey, let's get together and go to dinner. Hey, let's get together and go to this other club, and this and the other. Nah, I'll meet you there. Or you walk in first, fellas. You got to step your game up. Women are noticing this bitch assness. And most of you guys out here, and that's what it is, bitch assness. Yeah, I got it for P. Diddy. You know what I'm saying? Bitch assness. Stop that shit. Stop that shit. If you're going to be a full-fledged Chevy Chaser, then state that. If you're going to be a BHM and a BBW lover, then state that. Because trust me, fellas, the women know the difference. Am I right, Jamie?
Mm-hmm. Right? You're right. You're so right. You are so right. You know, just, you know, a lot of times, you know, amongst my group of friends, most of us are all single, and so we'll conversate, you know. And, yeah, I got asked out on a date. The guy wants to meet me at such and such or whatever. I'm like, mm-hmm. I said, why doesn't he meet you at your house, pick you up and take you like he's supposed to? Or, you know what I mean? Things like that. Like, what is this? You know what I mean? And then you get there, and he's already at the bar, already bought himself a drink. And you pull up, and he don't offer you a drink, so you got to buy your own drink. It's like stupid shit like that. You know, it's like, wow. Yeah, there's a lot of shit out there that's going on that's just ridiculous. It's and this whole thing with, like me, you know, my biggest pet peeve. My biggest pet peeve is don't say something if you don't mean it.
Right.
Don't schedule something with me and then stand me up or come up with some lame excuse at the last minute. Oh, well, I got to do this, that. Now, once you tell me that, you're done.
Yeah.
I don't have time
for
that. I don't have time to get stood up. I don't have time to do all that bullshit. If you don't have your word, I'm good.
Yeah, I think I was about to find that out the hard way last night because, like I said, y'all, she sent me some little nasty text messages and this, that, and the other. That's why I was like, okay, then. And she had Paula in the background, co-signed that shit going, yeah, yeah, yeah. And I was like, by the same time, I'm getting jumped and everything. You know what I'm saying? But it's all good, though, y'all. We had a good time last night. Like I said, DJ Fats was definitely in the building on the ones and twos. Y'all know DJ Fats don't say too much when he's up on stage. And this is, you know, and this is another thing that gets me about our club events and everything. You know, when I had Club BBW, we did events. It's a certain way you have to talk to these women to get them to drink, to get them to want to get out on the floor and shake their thing, because let's just face it, Gina, a lot of times you can go to these BBW clubs. First of all, there are more women than men. Listen to me, men. When you go to these clubs or when you're going to these clubs, I think the ratio from women to men last night, Gina, was what, probably 3-1?
I think it was more than that. I think it was like 5-1.
You think it was more than that?
Usually it's like 10-1, 10 women to 1 man. But last night I gave them a little bit more of a 5-1. So, yeah, I mean, there's usually more women than there are men at some of these BBW things. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And this is one of the things.
And it just goes to show you it's the lack of nerve that these guys, they're interested
exactly.
in plus-size women. They want to date a plus-size woman. They're just afraid.
They're just afraid
to date plus-size women.
Still afraid of what society is going to say. Society had been had their foot in our ass all our lives, and this, that, and the other. The society that put us down so much and everything like that, to we're the last thing on the human list is and they're not even calling us plus size. They call us obese. Okay, you
right.
know, if anybody ever knew Richard Simmons, come on, Richard Simmons, the one thing he talked about with his little punk ass was being obese. And everybody was like, what the hell is obese? What the hell is obese? That means your ass is big in layman's terms. It means you're a big motherfucker and shit like that. You know what I'm saying? And that's sad because if they don't put you in obese, then they want to put you in congestive heart failure category, things like that. Y'all got to start. We got to start coming together. And, yeah, it makes it bad, and I'm going to say this, and it's going to be coming from me. It makes it bad when the women don't have the support from us men. But we men always want the support from the women. That's not mm-hmm. fair, fellas. That's not fair. They invite us out to these clubs to come and party, socialize, to get to know us. And like Gina say, we come up with lame excuses. We come up with reasons not to make it out or this, that, and the other. Or when we get there, we're sitting in the dark corner, not out in the open, not out on the dance floor, sitting in the dark corner. So this is why, if everybody's been seeing it, I know Gina been posting it ever since I left last night, you know, basically what I got up and said in front of everybody. Somebody has to take a stand. Somebody has to take a step forward. Somebody has to represent this shit to the fullest. Obviously, I've been doing it for the longest. I'm pretty sure I'm not the only man out here that loves a big girl to sit on his face on the daily, if possible, things like that. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, it could have been, I don't want the FA boy. It was a lot of ass up in there last night. It could have been a lot of face squatting going on last night and shit like that. Damn, boy, hell, I wanted to go put on a cowboy hat and get a horse with a lasso and shit. Just hurt everybody up. Yeah, y'all come up with me, shit, because it's a lot going on up in here. But, fellas, you guys are missing out. You're missing out on having fun, on getting out. Stop making the plus size club the last stop of your night. You know what I mean? I watched a lot of guys coming in, you know, when I left, I watched a lot of guys coming in through the parking lot and everything. And they was walking in, and you know me, I like to eavesdrop and listen. And, yeah, man, let's go up in here, man. These big girls, they be up in here getting it in. And this and the other, maybe I could take one home. Look here, sweetie, you don't want to be the booby prize, okay? You want
right.
to be the grand prize, okay?
Right.
You don't want to be the person that when he wake up in the morning, he looking at you and be like, damn, and he can't even remember your name. But you want that man
mm-hmm.
that's going to take you home where even that far, or make sure that you make it home and tell you, yeah, baby, okay, I'm going to holler at you or this, that, and the other. And if you're adult enough to handle an adult situation, that man is still going to get up in the morning, treat you the same way he did last night when he met you and tell you, come on, let's go, because we about to go out to breakfast, we about to do this, we about to do that, because he's not going to be ashamed to be seen with you.
You
and
know, it's funny because
I have
a couple of little sayings that I tell people when they piss me off, and mainly it's because men
ahead.
Piss me off.
Tell me a few up.
Well, you know, I've been asked out, you know, or invited to be the quote-unquote side chick or the other woman or, you know, well, I got a girlfriend, but, you know, can we just hang out? You know, we'll just keep it on the DL and, you know, things like that. I've been invited numerous times to be in that type of a relationship. And my thing is, look, honey, I am not the side dish. I'm the whole motherfucking menu. I am not the after party. I'm the motherfucking main event. So if you can't put me out on display, you ain't going to fuck me in private. You know what I mean? If
right.
you can't be seen in public with me and let people know what's going on, then we don't have nothing to talk about.
Right.
Plain and simple. So,
right.
yeah,
right.
I'm not the side dish. I'm the whole fucking menu.
Right. Stop treating the women as the mystery woman or the side woman or this, that, and the other. Or what gets me is what gets me is you get the men that want to treat you or want to act like you're the side woman or this, that, and the other and everything and don't even have a woman to begin with. You know what
right.
I'm saying? So it's kind of like, where are you coming from? Look here, fellas, look here. A lot of women are loving and looking for honesty. honesty to the point to where you can go, hey, you know what? I dislike you. I want to get with you. We're going to kick it. We're going to have some fun. We're going to say the other, blah, 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 and everything like that. They will respect you more if you be upfront with them than to tell them, stop telling women that you love them to get some pussy. You ain't got to do that.
Right.
You ain't got to do that. You ain't got to do that. You ain't got to do that because you don't want no woman telling you that she loves you just so you can pay her rent or some shit like that, because it gets you. Me and you got to understand, we on a pussy thing. Women are on a money thing. See, priorities fucked up.
Not always.
Yeah. But for the real women that's going, yeah, okay, all right, you love me? Okay, then cool. Well, then, you know what I'm saying? It could be on and popping like this. You know what I'm saying? And stuff like that. So watch what you say to a woman. A woman holds that in the back of their mind. Start getting out. And for all you men out there that's sitting here listening to listening to our show, because I've heard you call in and talk to Gina and, oh, I want to meet you in this city. Start getting out to meet G-Spot, to meet Paula, to meet all of the LVP PPWs, to meet Luana. Everybody, because they're all there. They're all there. And you know what? I'm going to be perfectly honest to you. When you guys aren't showing up, they're not showing up. They show up and represent it, and they get the hell up out of there. Why? Because it's like, yo, we're not going to keep carrying parties and keep boasting parties and this, that, and the other. And when we show up, we're the only ones there. Y'all, we got to get our community back. We got to get more active in our community. It's a beautiful thing. We have a lot of fun. There's nothing like partying with 10, 15 plus size women that's confident in themselves, confident on how the way they look, they feel, how they speak, how they walk, how they talk, all of that. You've never had more fun with 15 women, 5 women, 2 women, 1 woman that's confident in herself, because there's nothing you can do nor say to tear down her confidence.
Right, right. And it's funny because it's like some of these guys, when they hit me up, the first things out their mouth is they're the most stupidest shit. Like, you know, can we meet? I'd like to, you know, get to know you. And then the next thing is maybe we can hook up, or what's it going to take to get you your sexy ass in bed, or, you know, just some stupid shit. It's like, really? Do you really, really think you're going to get anywhere like that? Yeah, no, I'm cool.
Yeah. Yeah,
they think because we're
do.
Big women, we're desperate or something, or, you know, we're hard up for dick or something. No, homie. I can make 2 phone calls right now and have 5 guys at one time.
Right.
I don't need
that.
I'm not thirsty. I'm not desperate.
And I think that's one of the myths that really needs to be put across. And I would really love, and I would even help you with it. I would really love to for the plus size women in our community to make a stand. We come up with a slogan. You must be sick. I don't need your dick or some shit like that. You know what I'm saying? It is. You know what I mean? It is. Because there's too many guys running around.
How about this one? We may look hungry. We just ain't thirsty.
You know what I'm saying?
Big shout out to Tone, a new guy, Tone. He's from Worldwide Underground. I just want to shout him out. He's listening to us right now, so I just wanted to give him his props.
Yeah,
we love him, and he's a big supporter of us.
Shout out to new guy, Tone. Tell her, quit sending me all them damn invitations to play them damn games and this, that, and the other. I don't play CSI and all that shit and Saga and
I haven't gotten anything from him.
Please, I get games from everybody and this, that, and the other. He's a new guy, Tony. He's new on these games. That's what it is and everything. But, you know, I love him anyway. Big shout out to my man, new guy, Tony. He's always hitting me up, always letting me know what events he got going on, things like that. He does send me invitations to my email address. Let me know what he got going on, everything like that. You know what I'm saying? So big shout out to my man, New Guy Tone, and everything. Big shout out to my dude out there, my man, Chosen One. I know he's been out there handling his business and things like that. Big shout out to him. He's a single father too. You know what I mean? And
yes.
everything like that. People
yes, kind of
get us. People kind of get us mixed up. You got to understand. There's a big chosen one and a little chosen one, and I don't think he's 46 yet. So you know what I'm saying. So
no, he actually is going to be 33 on the 12th. His birthday is coming
okay.
up. So
all
big,
right.
big happy okay. birthday to him.
Happy birthday. Happy birthday to my man, the chosen one out there. You know what I'm saying? Doing this damn thing and stuff like that. Keep your head up, bruh. You know, we got you here. We holding you down here and everything. You know what I'm saying? It's 313 for life all the way. You know what I mean? So it's all good. In case, you know, in case y'all don't know, you know, Fat Man has dropped a new mixtape. You know, the Fat Boys mixtape and everything. The Fat Boy Radio coming out of Las Vegas, you know, real soon and everything like that, which got my new single with Yaya on it, West Coast Made Me Do It. You know, that's just my little so-called title and everything. Since I've been out here on the West Coast, y'all West Coast motherfuckers, boy, y'all something else. And shit, y'all got me doing shit that I ain't even never thought about doing and everything before. But it's all good. It's a good thing because you got to elevate when you're trying to be creative. You got to elevate. And do any of y'all women ever think of reinventing your fashion, reinventing your presentation or anything like that? Same with fellas. You got to reinvent yourself sometime. Women get tired of the skinny jeans and this, that, and the other, and the muscle shirts and shit. And especially, I ain't never seen a muscle shirt that got slack in it. You know what I'm saying? And shit like that. So you gotta reinvent yourself. You know what I mean? Stuff like
yeah,
that. You
and if you're wearing them skinny jeans, trust me, we'll be playing No More Skinny Jeans by Chosen One for
exactly.
you.
And we'll be talking about your ass. I'm telling you, fellas, I was at a table with women last night. Look here, let me tell you something. When you get on a woman's, I wouldn't say shit list, but when you get on a woman's you on my nerves list, oh, she will pick out a special ringtone for your ass. She will pick out a special text tone for your ass. So when you text or you call her, she know exactly who you are, so she can hit ignore. Think about it, fellas. You wonder why you keep calling somebody, or let's keep it 600. You wonder why, fellas, you keep calling Gina and this, that, and the other, and you get a fucking voicemail. That's because of your fucking picture pops up and this, that, and the other, and it's like alert, 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 abort, abort, abort. Abort, abort.
Those ringtones that go, the sirens go off, weirdo alert, weirdo
you know
alert.
You know what I'm saying? Abort, abort. And I know it's a lot of women. I even know Paula sitting there laughing too, because I know Paula has. She got special ringtones for special motherfuckers. And then she's like, oh, that's the good dick caller right there. Oh, hello, how you doing? See, them are the calls that get picked up. You fellas that ain't bringing the pain. It's like, you know, no. They send you to a voicemail that they ain't even set up yet. So all you get is 5-5-1-0. The call you have made does not have a voicemail set up right now. Please try your call again later. You know what I'm saying? 0-2-1-4. What the fuck? That just lets you know. Okay then. All right. Or she done gave you her phone number and it misses one number. So now your ass going through the. Now you're going through the downtown trying to figure out the number. Y'all just don't know. We see a lot and we experience a lot. You got your boy Fat Man and G-Spot up in here, y'all. It's 5:58 p.m. out here in Las Vegas, Nevada. We got a call in this queue. It's got to be from overseas because it's just straight ones. It's like 1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1. So, you know, usually when I get a call like that, it's either a block call. Why are you see, they didn't jump off the phone. See, they didn't hear me talking about it. See, so it must have been a block call. Why the hell are you calling the damn radio show then you call it on a damn block phone? We don't answer block numbers. We only answer people who
because
press the one button.
Because they don't want you to know who it is.
Yeah, you don't
want
to know who
you
it is.
You and I
yeah,
know.
Right,
if it's somebody
right,
we
then,
know,
that,
we want to know their number.
That might have been, what's his name, Little Africa, what is it, Little Chief Egypt or whatever.
We won't say who that might have been.
Yeah, we all know who it might have been. It could have been several people, you know what I'm saying? But that's all right. I see you. I see you in my queue in this Saturday. You know what I'm saying? Because we got a 760 area code in the building and 2702 area codes, which one of them is mine and the other one is Gina and everything like that. But we got another 702 area code in the building. So it's all good. We always know that everybody likes to log on Pillow Talk Radio and listen, you know what I'm saying, like they sneaking. Like we're the mistress. I guess we're the mistress of the radio shows and everything like that.
We don't want to
get caught listening to Pillow Talk Radio because they be on there keeping it too real and everything like that. And we don't want the other radio shows, the other blog talk shows to not like us and to not listen to us. Get the fuck out of here. Y'all listening.
You know they're listening online. You know they're listening online.
Yeah, I know they hiding and everything. You know what I'm saying? But, you know what I mean? Y'all listening to Fat Man and G-Spot, y'all. It's 6 p.m. out here in Las Vegas, Nevada. You know what I'm saying? 100-something degrees and stuff. You know, y'all. When y'all tell us to go to hell, you know what we tell you? Motherfucker, we live there.
Right?
Yo, yeah. Just feel it, nigga. Pay attention.
Nicki Minaj, Young Money. Yeah. Drizzy's home, baby.
Baby, you my A-Train. You all I ever wanted, we could do it real big. Bigger than you ever done it. You be up on everything, always bring the opponent. I want this forever, I swear I can spend whatever on it. Cause she hold me down every time I hit up. When I get right, I promise that we gon' live it up. She made me beg for it, till she give it up. And I say the same thing every single time. I say you the fucking best, you the fucking best. You the fucking best, you the fucking best. You the best I ever had. Best I ever had.
Know you got a roommate. Call me when there's no one there. Put the key under the mat and you know I'll be over there. I'll be over there. Shout it, I'll be over there. I'll be hitting all the spots that you ain't even know what's there. And y'all don't even have to ask twice. You could have my heart or we could share it like the last slice. Always felt like you were so accustomed to the fast life. Having they be thinking that he met you in a past life. Sweatpants, hair tied, chilling with no makeup on. That's when you're the prettiest. I hope that y'all don't take it wrong. Y'all don't even trip when friends say you ain't bringing Drake along. You know that I'm working, I'll be there soon as I make it home. And she a patient in my waiting room. Never pay attention to the rumors and what they assume. And until them girls prove it, I'm the one that never get confused with.
Cause baby, you my everything, you all I ever wanted. We could do it real big, bigger than you ever done it. You be up on everything, other hoes ain't never on it. I want this forever, I swear I could spend whatever on it.
Cause she hold me down every time I hit up. When I get right, I promise that we gon' live it up. She made me beg for it, till she give it up. And I say the same thing every single time.
I say you the fucking best. You the fucking best, you the fucking best, you the fucking best. You the best I ever had, best I ever had, best I ever had, best I ever had.
You the only one that see the real Nicki. I can show you chill Nicki, cause of how you deal with me. When they knock my blocks down, you come and you deal with me. Even though you real busy, you that fucking real Drizzy. It's so amazing. I figured out this world is ours for the taking. I figured out that when I go out and those people scream, that some of them are living vicariously through me. That's why I put that S on my chest and I'm gone. Live on another note, let's have sex in my dorm. And I'ma make you beg cause you look pretty when you begging. So meet me on the campus, I'll be there around 11.
Let me put my books down. Excuse me if I look down. Guess I'm a little nervous. But I'm at your service. Look at what you took down.
Baby, you my everything. You're all I ever wanted. We can do it real big. Bigger than you ever done it. You be up on everything. Nothing niggas never own it. I want this forever. I swear I could spend whatever on it. Now you hold you down every time you hit me up.
When I get right, I promise that we gon' live it up. I make you beg for it until I give it up.
Love, pain,
mean, baby, I be on that tank shit. Buzz so big, I could probably sell a blank this.
When my album drop, bitches will buy it for the picture, and niggas will buy it too and claim they got it for their sister. Magazine, paper, girl, but money ain't the issue. They bring dinner to my room and ask me to initiate. She call me the referee cause I be so official. My shirt ain't got no stripes, but I can make your pussy whistle. Like the Andy Griffith theme song. And who told you to put some jeans on? Double cup love, you the one I lean on. Feeling for a fix, then you should really get your fiend on. Yeah, just know my condo is a crack spot. Every single show she out there repping like a mascot. Get it from the back and make your fucking bra strap pop. All up in your slot till a nigga hit the
baby,
jackpot.
You, my you all I ever wanted. We could do it real big, bigger than you ever done it. You be up on everything, other hoes ain't never on it. I want this forever, I swear I can spend whatever on it.
Cause she hold me down every time I hit up. When I get right, I promise that we gon' live it up. She made me beg for it till she give it up. And I say the same thing every single time.
I say you the fucking best, you the fucking best, you the fucking best, you the fucking best. You the best I ever had, best I ever had, best I ever had, best I ever had. So you the fucking best, you the fucking best, you the fucking best, you the fucking best. You the best I ever had, best I ever had, best I ever had, best I ever had.
Oh yeah. See, this is the type of joint you gotta dedicate to somebody. Just make sure they that special somebody. Young Money.
Once he got in good, he started dogging you out.
Break it down. It's not my fault. It's not your girl. tell him, Chris.
All the little bad bitches come here. If you came to get ratchet, hey, 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 baby. If you're cold, we can get freaky, have an effort.
Because it was a lot of episodes that could have jumped off last night. You know what I'm saying? I've seen a couple of threesomes could have jumped off. This and the other, some foursomes. What gets me is that, fellas, you guys sit on the side and spectate and oogle and Google so long till the women get up and start dancing with themselves. That's not a good look. That's not good. You know what I'm saying? Big shout out to my man DJ Fats, but I honestly feel sometimes, and I feel like this all the time, a DJ sets the pace for the club. Music-wise, to make you feel comfortable, that's why he is a host. You know what I'm saying? So me and Gina's been getting together. We've been talking about it. You know what I'm saying? So we've got to go on ahead and, you know, bust y'all across the head, you know, with a club pillow talk. You know what I'm saying? And everything, you know what I mean? It's going to be lingerie night every night when we open that motherfucker up and this and the other, you know what I'm saying?
Hell no. I don't got enough lingerie to be putting my ass out there every freaking night. What the fuck are you talking about?
My thing is this. It's for the community. You got to be a team player, you know what I'm saying? Everything like that. So, you know what I mean? So, you know, y'all gotta understand, you know, Fat Man's been in this game for a long time, you know. For y'all that don't know, I'm 46 years old. I ain't afraid to say it and this and the other because I'm a proud dad, you know what I'm saying? I'm proud to be a father. I'm gonna be a proud father the next couple of hours because my daughter's birthday is tomorrow. And I get to spend the day with her and do whatever the hell that she wants to do that she could ever freaking imagine, you know what I'm saying? So when you get to a certain age, You've arrived. That's like you're seasoned. You see like seasoned wood. You know what I'm saying? Old hickory or something like that. You know what I'm saying? You seasoned. You've been experienced. You've seen
some things. Shut the hell out, y'all dog.
You know what I'm saying? You've skipped around the maypole a couple of times. You know what I'm saying? And don't get me wrong. I just don't know.
Yeah, I know.
This is some old school shit. This is how me and Gina can have conversations and talk right in front of y'all. Y'all don't even know what the hell we talking about. You know what I mean? So, you know, if you done skipped around a few maypoles, let's go way back, Gina. If you done skipped around a few mulberry bushes and everything, then you should know what I'm talking about and everything like that.
I think you need some Jack. I ain't got no jack today.
You fucking with me strictly on a sober and everything. You know what I'm saying? So
it's so funny how many people hit me up last week until now saying, "What the fuck was he on?" I was like, "You have no idea. Homie was drinking some Jack doing the show."
I was on that Jack Daniels, y'all, and I was drinking it straight too. No chaser, no ice. It then got warm and shit because it was sitting on the table and this, that, and the other. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, we was having a good time on the show. And, you know, a sip turned into a cup with some ice on it. And it was like, no, I don't need no ice. Just hand me the bottle. So by the time Pillow Talk was over, I was drinking straight out the bottle. It was just like, yeah, you know what I'm saying? We live and direct from where we at, Las Vegas. You know what I'm saying?
I know. It was too funny because you played two songs twice. I was like, what the fuck is he doing, the DJ tripping now?
People called me the next morning, was like, just like Gina, do you know you played two songs twice and then you were playing commercials and shit? They was like, where you get commercials from? Everything. It's just, you know how it is. Getting over here at this computer, you know what I'm saying? we get to have a good time, but sometimes I just let my fingers do the walking across the keys and everything.
Uh-huh.
You know,
your fat sausage.
And stuff like that, you know. And that's what I got mad about Saturday night, you know what I'm saying? I was trying to give Juanita one of my Barry White messages and make her moist, you know what I'm saying, and things like that. I seen her walking around there with that cane and everything, you know what I'm saying? So I was trying to make her moist, but night was over and everything. So, you know, I couldn't talk to her like this over the microphone.
Right.
The DJ wouldn't turn the fucking music down. So it's all good. Once again, happy anniversary, Juanita. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And everything like that. I know when she seen me walk through the door, she thought she seen a ghost because she was like, oh, shit.
When I leaned over to talk to her, I said, I told you I was going to make him come down here. She's like, is that Fat Man? Oh, my God, I didn't recognize him.
A lot of people didn't recognize me. I could have went up in there like the ATF or FBI and everything. People was trying to – Gina had to sneak me, had to bring me in because people were too busy snapping pictures. And Fat Man, is that you or Fat Man? And so I was like, Gina, get me in here. I ain't going to be here long and everything. You know what I'm saying? So – like I said, y'all get ready for Club Pillow Talk, you know what I'm saying, coming to a spot near you. We're putting it together now, things like that. No disrespect to anybody and everything.
No. What? And that's actually, I was talking to a couple of people last night at the club, and we were discussing the same thing, that they were having an issue of, you know, the same old, same old, same old. And I'm like, yeah, right. Don't worry. I said, I got something in the works. And they're like, uh-oh, really? I'm like, yeah,
right.
We'll be advertising it soon. And so,
right,
yeah,
right.
People,
you know,
are waiting.
People,
they're waiting for
people,
that.
Y'all gotta, y'all gotta realize, you know, me and Gina's been doing this for a while and everything. I know when I first moved to Las Vegas, Nevada, the first club that I opened up at the Ice House Lounge was Club BBW. And, you know, I made sure that I had door prizes, giveaways, limousine rides, cheese and cracker trays. I gave away hors d'oeuvres at midnight to, you know, and I made sure that the plus-size woman that came through that door felt pampered from the time she came through that door from the time she left. So I made sure that all the ladies got roses. I made sure that I bought the first drink for the ladies that came through the door. Sometimes scared money don't make no money. You gotta give back to get a little. You gotta give something to get back something. You know what I'm saying? And a lot of people doing these clubs and things, you gotta make people come out and have a good time. There's nothing wrong with getting two or three of these so-called of our clothing stores, our Lamb Bryants, our Torrids, our new up-and-coming designers to come in and raffle off some of their designs. Some of their new creations and things like that. We encourage our plus-size community to come in these clubs and set up booths and things like that to get your creations out there. And they said, yeah, there may be a small fee, but we're encouraging everybody to come out. And so we can all work together under the one umbrella. The one thing that's really pissing me off right now is this new reality show that they got on Hulu called Curvy Girls. And ain't never one of them bitches curvy. You know what I'm saying? And they talking about the plus size model industry. You know what I'm saying? And shit like that. I think one of the girls on there is maybe Gina's size. Maybe. But this is what society puts off as our thick women. No, they don't. They don't know what thick women is until they come to one of our events. They don't know what thick girls and what big girls look like until they come to an LVPPW event or, as of last night, you know, BBW club event and things like that, to where they can see all these women in one room, to where it was a few skinny bitches up in there last night, and they fell out of place. They were scared and shit. They were sitting there nervous and shit. And what the fuck wrong with you? You know what I'm saying? I got to get out of here. You know, remind me of old girl and fat chicks. I got to get out of here and go get me a burger. Shit, you know, I'm feeling a little underweight up in here. And this and the other. Yeah, you look like you need a meal. You know what I'm saying? You look like you could use some dumplings in you or something like that, sweetie, you know. You're looking a little peaked around the gills and shit. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, y'all ladies, y'all just make sure y'all keep doing the damn thing and don't wait for no funky ass man to validate who you are, what you need to be, or anything like that, because half of the fucking time we don't know what the fuck we want either.
Right.
But we don't know who we are.
That show that you're talking about, Curvy Girls, yeah, I know which one you're talking about. That's the one that Rosie Mercado's in. Rosie Mercado's a local model from Vegas. She's in the show. I know Rosie.
I want people to get a reality show on our side of the fence. On a fat man's or G-spot side of the fence. They're not out here. See, people got to understand, when you're dealing with these reality shows, you're dealing with the Hollywood and the glitz and the glamour, and they're going to dress it up in this city to make it presentable for TV. But they're not dealing with, they're not in the raw spots like a BBW club last night. Some of that stuff was too hot for TV. You know what I'm saying? Especially a big shout out to the big girl that was in the black and white, the little black and white dress or whatever it was, and everything had the little speckles in it. She was dancing her ass off, but her friend that she brought with her was afraid to even touch her. And I watched this woman dance in front of this man for three songs.
The blonde? The blonde?
Huh?
The dark skinned lady, the big girl
that gave old boy the last dance when I tapped him and told him don't be afraid of it.
I watched
this woman dance in front of this man for three songs straight.
I think there were a couple because I seen them come in together.
Oh, they were
a couple.
Well, my thing is this: he told me he didn't know what to do with it. So it's like, hold on. Grab on to it and hold on. You know what I'm saying? And it's like riding a bull, my nigga. If you go to buck, hold on. You know what I'm saying? But it's just, if men aren't, this is the thing of what I'm saying. If men aren't into the plus size woman from head to toe, from whatever's in between her toes to the top of the hair follicles in her head, if you're not into her like that, and a woman is standing there dancing in front of you, she is actually speaking to you with her body. When you find a woman that can talk to you with her body without saying a word, you better hold on to a player. You don't find too many women. What'd you say?
Paula says that they were a married couple.
Oh, okay, well, that's still cool. You can still be married and still be afraid of the pussy. You know what I'm saying? There's a lot of married couples out there, and there's a lot of women that's been married to a man for many of years and been a plus-size woman and is not satisfied sexually because he doesn't know how to handle her. He doesn't know how to grab her. He doesn't know how to hold her. He doesn't know how to squeeze her when he's laying in bed with her. Fellas, how many men?
But see, wait a minute now. Wait a minute. I'm sorry. If you're a plus-size woman and you're with a man who does not know how to treat or be with or sexually satisfy a plus-size woman, then by all means, teach him, because most men need to be instructed. You know, it's just plain and simple. If he ain't hitting that spot, then you need to tell him a little bit more to the left, a little bit harder here, a little bit, you know, you spit on it, do whatever the fuck you got to do, but this is how you're going to get down.
True. And I agree with you.
You got to teach him.
Now, I got to play the bad boy and this and the other, because I am the bad boy of Las Vegas and Detroit and this, that, and the other, and all this BBW shit. What about when you got the woman that's not willing to, that's impatient, not willing to learn, not willing to slow down and take the time and things like that? It's a lot of women, a lot of you women figure because a man gets around you and he gets an erection and things like that, that means he's constantly ready all the time. In certain cases, yes. A man is constantly ready all the time. When a man gets pushed off, played off, whether it's your boyfriend, your husband, whoever, when he's ready and you're not ready and you're going, oh, well, no, not right now, or I'm tired, or I'm this, that, and the other from work and everything like that, ladies, pretty soon, his Moscow ain't gonna want to rise because you haven't given it the right attention.
Mm-hmm.
A man
exactly.
has to get stimulated. A man has to be stimulated too. It's not just
and
like
a man
you women
needs to get mind fucked just like women do.
Exactly.
A man needs
exactly.
to be mind fucked just like a woman does.
Exactly.
You know, there's nothing wrong with slipping a note into your man's lunchbox or his briefcase or his mm-hmm. pocket before he gets ready for work, saying, "Hey, mm-hmm. just expect that when you get home, you'll be getting
right.
a blowjob. I got the knee pads
right.
on. We're going all the way." You know, whatever
right.
it fucking takes, you know. It,
you know
we're having
right.
dinner. This is what's going to be on the menu, and then I'll be the dessert, you know, plain and simple. Mm-hmm. Throw your ass up on the fucking counter or on the kitchen table and let him have dessert, whatever it
let's
takes
exactly.
to keep your man
exactly.
satisfied
but
or your woman satisfied. Definitely.
But don't leave him out, because if you do, then you forget about his needs, how he needs to feel, things like that, then you won't get a reaction from him. When you used to, because then you're going to start saying, oh, you fucking somebody else. I used to lay next to you and your dick would get rock hard. Yeah, and I would ask you to touch me and grab me and hold me a certain way, and you didn't have time to do that. So now, mm-hmm. once you keep telling me, no, well, later, or we going to do it, or we get started and don't finish, you know what I'm saying, and this, that, and the other, after
mm-hmm.
a while, I'm not even going to be responsive. It's
mm-hmm.
going to be like, yeah, okay, you can touch me, but why the fuck should I get all hot and bothered and this, that, and the other, and you're not even going to be able to make the distance.
Right.
See what I'm saying? So, ladies, please pay attention to your man. Man, please keep on paying attention to your ladies. Start bringing romance back into your relationship. I want to ask all you men this. Your woman can come home every day. You can see her walk through the door. Hey, babe, how you doing? I'm fine. How are you? I'm good. I had a good day. You get a kiss. She go in there, get undressed. You doing the same thing, all of that. Stop and think for 1 minute. How many times have you hugged your woman, your wife, your girl? How many times have you grabbed her and hugged her? Not give her a hug. Not give her a church
right.
pat, but
mm-hmm.
hug her. Do you know how much energy you and her exchange when you do that? And I'm not talking about just enough to support her back. No, grab your woman and squeeze her like Charmin, like toilet paper and shit, you know what I'm saying? And everything. You know what I mean? Just call me Mr. Whipple like a motherfucker and shit. Don't squeeze the Charmin. You're full of shit. I'm about to squeeze all the toilet paper up in this motherfucker.
Because I'll tell you, some of these youngsters have no idea what you just said. Who the fuck is Mr. Whipple?
Yeah, I went way back on him and didn't say any other thing.
Yeah, you did.
You know? You know what I'm saying? So, you know. Start squeezing your woman, fellas. Start hugging your girl. You wonder why people think that me and Gina is so drunk in love and all of this is in it? Because we're not afraid to hug each other.
Oh, no. Let me tell you. It is so funny because you and I tell each other we love each other all the time. We call each other on the phone.
Uh-huh.
Hey, how's you doing? How's your day? Whatever. Okay, I'll talk to you later. Love you. Bye. And we'll say
right.
to each other that we love each other because we do genuinely love each other. I love you dearly.
Right.
You're a great friend. And it's so funny
right.
that people think we're in a relationship and people see
yeah,
our
do.
Pictures on Facebook or whatever. They think we've been fucking for years.
Yeah.
And it's hilarious. The other day, my son was at school and one of his friends says, hey, I seen a picture of your mom and her boyfriend, and then my son turns around and looks at him like, who's her boyfriend? And then he goes, Fat Man. Man, that was at that little concert that they did over at the venue, and then he started, he's like, that's not my mom's boyfriend, that's my mom's radio co-host. What are you talking about?
Yeah.
But it was funny
yeah.
as hell. It was funny
yeah.
as hell how people
yeah,
think that we're in a relationship.
We're in a relationship and things like that, but it's, you know, you get that because of the genuine care that we have for
yeah.
each other. So, yeah, when
exactly.
I hug her, when I hug Gina and you see me hugging her, it's genuinely, hey, sweetie, how you doing? You been okay? What's been
right.
going on? This and the other and everything. When I hug, but you got to have that special quality. But like
right.
I said, the special quality is being who the one that you're with. If you can't be who the one you love, be with the one you in love with. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And everything.
Mm-hmm.
So, fellas, start squeezing and hugging your woman on the daily.
Right.
On the daily.
Right.
You don't know. Sit back and think, when is the last time that I've just grabbed her up and just hugged her, kissed her on her neck, nibbled on her ear, things like that. Hey, baby, I love you. This and that. I just wanted a hug today. Nothing special. Usually you need to grab, put your hands down, and clutch. You know what I'm saying? You bear hug, and then you grab that ass, and you clutch, and you pull up. You know what I'm saying? And everything like that to let her know, okay, he has been listening to me. Things like that. This is what we call foreplay. This is part of the mind fuck. This is part of the everything. But that's one thing that I know that I make sure that I try and do. Hug. You'd be surprised what a hug can do, what difference a hug will make in your relationship, in your life, in your daily travel, in your whole day. You know what I mean? You'll be surprised, y'all. It's 6:30 out here in Las Vegas, Nevada. You listen to the Fat Man and G-Spot. You know what I'm saying? This is Pillow Talk Radio. Big shout out to everybody that was in the building last night over at the BBW Club 3rd anniversary. 3 years she's been over there doing the damn thing. You know what I'm saying? So big shout out to Juanita. I know we tried to get her to call in last week, and she couldn't make it due to health reasons and things like that. And that's another reason why we have to come together in our community, because you know we're losing a lot of our BBWs and BHMs due to health reasons, due to diabetes, due to obesity and other things. You know, congestive heart failure and things like that. So this is why we want to start more nights like this, or more nights where we can get out and mingle, because life is too short. And your BHM or your BBW king or queen may be out there, but stop sitting at home saying, I shoulda, coulda, woulda, I shoulda went.
Right.
Damn, I knew I shoulda went this time, because life is too short, and you can't get in front of God and say, I shoulda, coulda, I wish I did. I would have if I'd have, but if I would have got up, or if y'all would have called me or anything like that, stop making excuses. Get up, get out,
right.
Get active. It is summertime.
Exactly.
Stop sitting in the house. You have more deaths in the house due to heat exhaustion than you do to people being out in the street being active. Take your kids to go swimming. For the people that stay in these apartment complexes, utilize your swimming pool. Get out there. Have fun with the kids and things like that. Let them run and play and everything. This is one way. This is how you get to meet some of your neighbors. This is how you get to meet who's in your neighborhood. This is how you get to meet who your child is playing with in your neighborhood.
Yeah, exactly. Like my neighborhood, you can get to know Metro Police Department.
Well, yeah.
For those of you that don't know, last week my neighbor's house got surrounded by the police, and I was sticking my nose out the window going, ooh, what the hell's going on out here? It was too funny. But when we come back from the break, let's go over our let's do our do's and don'ts of social media, because I have some good ones. I really have some good ones out there, because a lot of these do's and don'ts really come along with safety things too. So let's definitely get that covered before we go off the air.
All right, then, y'all. Well, it's 6:33 p.m. out here in Las Vegas, Nevada. You got the Fat Man and G-Spot, y'all. You're listening to Pillow Talk Radio live from Las Vegas, Nevada, y'all. We'll be right back.
Get a sound of your body drip, drip, drip. As I kiss most at the lip, lip, lip. Wow. Get a sound of your body drip, drip, drip. As I kiss most at the lip, lip,
I ain't afraid to drown. If that means I'm deep up in your ocean, yeah. Girl, I'll drink you down. Sipping on your body all night. I just just wanna take your legs and wrap around. Girl, you coming right now. My head to your chest, feeling your heartbeat, girl. Swimming all in your sea, and you sweating all over me. Bring it forward, don't you run, run. I don't want to be a minute man. Baby, you're just like a storm rain. About to get inside your mental, huh? Bend your back like it's limbo. I'ma make you feel like an info tonight. Oh, you're mine, baby girl. Oh, anytime you want it, I'm ready and willing, gotta give it. I start to look in your body, you go to trembling. Flip it around, girl, let me get it from the side. And can I visit all the spots you like? Your neck, your back, your sexy lips, booty and thighs. I don't want to be a minute man. Baby, you're just like a storm raining on me. Girl, you're soaking wet.
Together, you can tell as soon as I approach ya. When you feeling uptight, get it right. Don't fight, lighten up like Sammy Sosa. Women call me the super soaker, and I'ma soak your bed to death. How long can you hold your breath? Asthma attacking, waking up wondering what happened. Making me high like Tony Braxton. You can't deny you wanna break my back in. Two, what you wanna do? Look at you with your birthday suit, 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 suit. The forecast said it's cloudy tonight, and I'ma have your body like
about to get baptized, baby. Hurricane Luther. Ain't no way you can weather this storm.
What's going on, everybody? You got the Fat Man up in here, Pillow Talk Radio, live from Las Vegas, Nevada. Before we get into our do's and don'ts of the social media sites and everything like that, we got some breaking news right now going on in Las Vegas, Nevada. Was going happened earlier this morning. Five people was shot, was killed in the Las Vegas Walmart shooting. You know what I'm saying? It says that a gunman reportedly shot and killed two police officers, third person before taking their own lives inside the Las Vegas Walmart store Sunday morning. According to witnesses, the two shooters had apparently made a suicide pact, and before killing the police officers, said the shootings were the start of the revolution. Okay, this is what I'm talking about, these little badass kids and things like that, and y'all setting them out and putting them out in the street and all of that, and it starts at home, training your child and taking care of your child. It says, according to KSNV, the police officers were shot while having lunch at the CC's Pizza, where one died on the scene and the other died in the hospital. After shooting the police officers, the gunmen took their own weapons and went to a nearby Walmart where they shot and killed a third person. The shooters then barricaded themselves in a corner of the Walmart where they witnessed, where witnesses heard them say they wanted a shootout with police. When SWAT officers arrived, surrounded them, the two took their own lives. Now, this is what's going on out here in Las Vegas. Y'all think that we all staying out here in hotels and everything like that. Y'all got to understand, we out here on the West Coast. It's real out here. You know what I'm saying? And this heat makes people act funny. This heat makes people go crazy. This heat makes people do a lot of weird things and a lot of dumb shit. But the first thing you have to do is start noticing what your child is doing on these Facebook pages. This is why me and Gina is about to talk about this right now and find out what's going on in their lives. Who are they talking to? Who are they dealing with? And things like that to come up. You know it takes a lot of gall and gumption to come up with a suicide pact. That we're going to go out together, we're going to go out in a blaze of fire together. You know what I'm saying? Young men, these are our young people. These aren't old people. These are young people. This is the next generation, the up-and-coming generation. And they're making decisions like this. I don't know, Gina. What do you think?
Well, you know, when it comes to the shit that some of these teenagers do, I strongly believe that it has a lot to do with the lack of attention that they're getting from parents or family members, and I really think it has a lot to do also with the influences, the peer pressures, the drugs and stuff that's out there. I mean, like, look at these, what is it called, bath salts and shit, turning people into zombies and, you know, all this shit that's out there. You know, people say that, you know, weed doesn't have any effects on the brain, and if weed doesn't do this, but it's not the same weed that, you know, kids were smoking when we were young, because I don't smoke, but, you know, you or anybody else that was smoking, you know, 40 years ago or whatever, 30 years ago, it's not the same shit, and nowadays it affects people differently, and so, I don't know, to me it's just, you know, everything that's out there, now there's a label for everything. They're bipolar, they're ADHD, they're ADD, they're, you know, schizophrenic, they're this, they're that, and there's pills for everything. Well, some of those pills that they're taking have side effects. I mean, shit, they put it on the fucking television every fucking day. Take this type of medication for, or this name brand medication for depression. But if you start getting suicidal thoughts, you might want to discontinue. What the fuck?
Yeah,
really?
Yeah,
you want me to take this pill for for depression, but it's going to cause me to want to kill myself? Really?
Exactly.
Wow.
Yeah, you may want to check with your doctor or this, that, and the other and everything like that. You know what I'm saying? Or your asshole going to fall out if you take this for 2 weeks or this, that, and the other.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Or something like that. And it's like, well, damn, what I thought, hell, I thought I was taking this because I have a bad heart. This is telling me this is going to send me into cardiac arrest. This is liable to send me into a stroke. So why would you give me things that's going to make my situation worse and not better?
Mm-hmm.
These are the things that me and Gina is trying to tell y'all, that, you know, stop letting people piss in your face and tell you that it's raining. You know what I'm saying? And the way some of this shit starts is from social media.
Exactly.
How many times you watching social media and you get a pop-up and it says, come look at my titties. I'm sitting here waiting for you to look at me and this, that, and the other and everything. And you go, no, I can't look at your titties right now because I'm on the social side and I'm doing things. And you get another pop-up, come over here. I got a friend. We're having threesomes and you can watch us and everything. And you're like, no, I don't want to do that. Social media will put things in your mind. It's called subliminals.
Mm-hmm.
It's called
subliminals.
You wonder why when you drive a 215 going to California, everything going to California speaks about Prim. Anything after Prim, they're advertising California. Anything coming back from California heading to Vegas, they're advertising everything from every hotel, every show, and everything like that. Because they know if you see that sign enough, when you get to Las Vegas, you're going to go, oh, damn, I need to go to Mirage to see Cirque du Soleil, or I need to go to this, that, and the other. How'd you know about
right.
that? Because I've seen it on the freeway.
Mm-hmm.
Or I've seen it on Facebook. Now,
right.
this is the one thing that me and Gina are talking about, the social media bullshit. I know Gina
mm-hmm.
has a do's and don'ts, and we're going to let her go on ahead and do her thing.
Well, you know, first thing is safety is number one when you're on social media. And I don't know if a lot of people notice that when they're messaging on Facebook, at the bottom, before you push send, there's a little arrow next to it, and that is to push if you don't want people to know where you are.
Right.
I didn't realize it for a long time. I didn't realize that everybody that I was messaging with knew exactly where I lived because that little thing was on, and I had no idea. So, it
right.
mean, it will give you practically the exact street corner that I'm living on. It won't give you
right.
my exact apartment number or whatever, whatever, but,
oh,
well,
but
shit,
you
drive up my street and I happen to
yeah.
be outside, or you see one of my kids or my car is parked out there, you know where the fuck I live. You
right.
know what I mean?
Exactly.
So when you're on Facebook, check your GPS locators on your phone if you're doing it from your phone so that people don't know where you are.
Mm-hmm.
Number two. Don't fucking post, oh, me and my family are over at Wet n' Wild. We're having a great old-ass day over here. Guess what, motherfucker? Your GPS thing let everybody already know where the fuck you live. Number two, you just told everybody you ain't home. Duh. When you get home and there ain't shit in your house no more, guess what happened? Your dumbass advertised you weren't home. Come break in my house. Take my TVs. Take my jewelry. Take my whatever. Be
right.
smart, people. Be fucking smart about what the fuck you are doing. Another
right.
thing. Great, great advertisement for predators. If you are not having a good month and you are posting shit on fucking Facebook, oh, I'm so depressed. Oh, my man yeah. left me. Oh, I'm this. Oh, I'm that. Guess what's going to happen, you dumb bitch? Some motherfucker's going to say, oh, I'm a sweet talk girl. She's going to wind up giving me money. She's going to wind up doing this. She's going to wind up doing that. Don't put all your personal business out there for people to read, because people will read that and use it to take advantage of you in one way or another. Misery likes company. So if you're already miserable, homegirl, you will get hit up left and right. Oh, I'm so sorry. Guess what? That happened to me. Same old, same old, same old, same old. You know, don't put your personal business out there. Stop posting shit on Facebook. You would not want your boss, your children, or your parents to see.
Right.
Or your pastor, because sometimes your pastor might be on your Facebook page. Stop
yeah.
posting the shit on your page. You know, I get so mad when I see some of these women and men posting pictures with everything revealing. Now, mind you,
right.
I'm a big girl. I am a 42 double D.
Mm-hmm.
No matter how much I try and hide them, girls, sometimes it just does not work.
No, just don't work. Don't work.
It don't work. They pop out of a fucking turtleneck. I don't know how, but
right.
they pop out of a fucking turtleneck. I have gotten to some messages, hey, the girls are popping out or they're out on display or whatever. And I don't really necessarily do it intentionally. It kind of just happens sometimes. Sometimes I'm feeling a little frisky and a little funky, whatever, and my girls and I will take pictures and we'll post them. And then later on I'm looking, I'm like, yeah, I need to delete that one.
Right.
You know, I'm guilty of a lot of this shit. I am so guilty, as I'm sure you are. But we really, really need to watch what we're posting on Facebook, on Twitter, on Instagram. You know, pay attention to what you're doing. Don't when you're posting pictures of yourself, please do not touch that shit up to where you just took 50 pounds off and you now look like your sister that lives back east somewhere and you don't even look like yourself. Be real. Be proud of who you are. Be confident in the person that you are. If you're going to post pictures of yourself, don't post shit from 20 years ago and pretend like that was pictured last week. You know what I mean? Don't pretend, because sooner or later somebody's going to find you in the street and say, hey, aren't you? Oh, wait a minute. Damn. They're
yeah.
going to do the, oh,
yeah,
damn.
Ain't what
when you
look
turn
like.
Your back. Right.
Yeah.
Exactly. don't pretend that you weigh 125 when in actuality your ass is 350. You know what I mean?
I have one concern. Women, when you know, women stop feeling that. And I can understand being alone and being lonely and things like that. You know, it gets to you. Trust me, it does me sometimes. You know, sometimes I'm alone. I'm a loner. I keep to myself. People think that I'm out, or people think that me and Gina's always up in the club, or we always this, that, and the other. Gina has to come over here.
Well, I
kind of
am.
Yeah, well, Gina is, and Gina usually is, but I'm usually home. I'm a homebody. I'm usually at the house and everything. She has to come over here with a stick of dynamite and blow me out of my house and everything just to get me to come out. You know what I'm saying? But my thing is this. Ladies, you guys be careful on who you're dating, who you're meeting on these social sites and want to invite over. And yeah, we can kick it, and you can have my number, and you can call me and everything like that. Because there's something that's called a reverse number where they can call and get the it's a site that they advertise on Facebook. You can put in a person's number, and it'll reverse the information and give you where that person stay, address, all of that.
Mm-hmm.
So, ladies, be careful, because you don't want nobody showing up at your door and everything. You don't want nobody coming unexpected. You don't need that in your life. You don't need that in your life. Every man that's on Facebook that's always wanting, I've been waiting to talk to a big girl and this, that, and the other. I ain't never been with a big girl. I ain't this, that, and the other. Look here, sweetie. There is a thing that's called diversion. Let me wire you ladies up on something. There are men out here that despise plus-size women. They figure you don't belong on this earth. All they figure is what they see on TV, the supermodel, the this, the that, this, that, and the other. They feel that you don't even belong in society, period. So you will get this person that's going to inbox you, hit you up. He's going to flatter you. He's going to tell you everything that you probably want to hear, and this, that, and the other. But when you smell bullshit, it's always bullshit. But when he starts hitting and, yeah, well, let's meet and let's get together. Let's meet here. Let's meet there and everything like that. These men are out to hurt you physically and mentally, because the first time you tell them, no, we just met. I don't want to meet you like that. Oh, so now you don't want to meet me, but you've been meeting all these motherfuckers on Facebook. That's a hit in the half of your ass. Somebody's
and
watching.
It's something that kind of happened to me. In a group, in a specific group, actually my group, there was a guy who is a chubby chaser, and he's also an ex-cop. And he was getting a little disrespectful with some of the ladies, whatnot, and I told him, you know, I told him via inbox, you need to settle down. You need to be a little bit more respectful, or, you know, we'll delete you. Well, who the fuck are you? Who you think you're talking to? This, that, and the other. He went off on me. And I said, you know what? I'm the motherfucking president of this group. I'm the co-founder of this group. And me and my vice president will delete you. That's who I am. And he came back at me and says, oh, so I know you stay over on such and such and such and such area. And I stood quiet for a minute because he caught me off guard. I wasn't expecting that. I said, yeah, motherfucker, I do. Come on over. Well, you know I was an ex-cop. I don't give a fuck who the fuck you are. You want to come over? You want to threaten me like that? Bring it. I'm from the motherfucking hood. I grew up in the fucking streets in L.A. You want to fuck with me? Bring it. I am not afraid. But there's a lot of women out there that are not as strong as me and are not street smart. Yeah, I got two fucking attack dogs, and I got two kids that live in this house, and both of them will kick your ass in 2 seconds. They both do MMA, aside from the fact that their mama knows how to fight in the fucking street. I'll take a baseball bat to your ass, and you'll never know what the fuck ever hit you. But there's not women out there like that that are you know, as tough as me. You know what I mean? I don't put up with nobody's bullshit. You know me, fat man. You know exactly how I am.
Yeah,
but yeah,
I know,
definitely
yeah.
Pay attention to the groups
you all,
that you're in.
One thing,
Pay attention to who you're talking to.
I know how you roll. I know how you are. But the one thing that the point that I want to get across to the women, people, just I feel you, Gina. Yeah, I know. I don't worry, people. I don't worry about Gina when she goes out. I don't worry about my girl Jasmine when she goes out. I don't worry about, you know, baby mama, things like that when they go out. It's certain women in certain women that you know and you deal with and things like that that you know that will be able to take care of themselves. The only thing that I look at it is that you can't stop a bullet and you can't fight off a knife. You know what I'm saying? And you got to realize a lot of these men are weasels and know that a person like Gina will hit him upside the head with her left titty and he's going to be knocked out and shit like that. And she going to probably wind up robbing his ass. You know what I'm saying? So they know you big girls come with can pack a punch. You know what I'm saying? And they know you big girls can hold your own. This is a thing of being a predator. A predator is like a bully. It's another form of a bully, but he wants to come. He wants to fit in and be a part of everything, but don't know how to fit in. And so he figured, and you got to understand, ladies, men, certain men in our BBW community target you women because of your weaknesses. Like you said, stop posting everything that you're going through on Facebook and everything like that, because you may not be my friend, but let y'all, the way Gina just explained to y'all how this Facebook thing works, how the location and everything works, understand this. If I'm friends with 146 friends of G-Spot and 147 friends of Paula, whoever in Paula's group post anything of her friends, I'm going to get that feed eventually. You're going to get my feed from my friends when I post anything. I'm going to get Gina's and everything eventually. And I'll see, oh, damn, what's going on? Gina will make a post and I'll call her. What's wrong with you? What you posting that shit
right.
for? That's just how quick. It's just how quick I get it. Because when she makes it, my phone rings. And I know everybody that's got the Facebook Messenger and this, that, and the other, they making apps for every damn thing now. I'm waiting for a wipe my ass app. You know what I'm saying? So when I go to the bathroom, I just press the app and it go wipe my ass for me. You know what I'm saying? But the whole thing in a nutshell, people and ladies, what we're getting across, because let's face it. How many times do you hear a man talking about, oh, damn, I met this chick on Facebook and she whooped my ass and took all my money and this, that, and the other and left me in the hotel room? You don't hear that.
Right.
You don't hear that. But I call myself going out with this guy. He was nice and this, that, and the other. You know what I'm saying? This is where you fucked up at. He said, let's get a room so we can kick it and smoke and blah, 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 and everything like that. Look here, y'all. When a man come to y'all and say, yo, let's get a room so we can kick it and drink and everything like that, tell him we can go to Sunset Park or whatever to do that. We ain't got to do that in no Motel 6 because that's a setup.
Mm-hmm.
As soon as you go to the bathroom, that man could either rob you, take everything you got, or set it up to where when you come out of that bathroom, he knock you upside your head, and then you're left in that hotel room.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody is not your friend, especially on Facebook. People be bragging, I got 6,000-7,000 friends. I don't want that many motherfucking friends. It's too many people I got to keep track of and everything. And half of them is my enemy. Half of those friends that you got on Facebook are haters, and they're watching to see what you do. That's called keeping up with the Joneses and the Johnsons. That's a whole totally another story. That's old school shit. And it's this cover, you know what I'm saying? So big shout out to everybody that was listening. Big shout out to everybody that's been rolling and following Pillow Talk Radio. We love y'all. You know what I'm saying? And we love y'all. We're getting ready to get up out of here. Gina, you got something to say?
No, just, you know, ladies, just really watch your back. Really watch your back. Watch what you're posting in these Facebook pages and watch, you know, your attitude when you post it on there. You know, definitely watch the groups that you're being added into, because a lot of times you're being added into groups you have no idea what kind of groups you're in. So check your groups. Make sure you're in the appropriate groups, you know, so that you're not being watched and taken advantage of.
Exactly.
Just, you know, shout out to my LVPPW, shout out to Worldwide Underground, you know,
right.
All my friends and fam. Just, you know, have a great week. We'll see you next Sunday.
Shout out to everybody. Shout out to everybody that knows me, that I know them, and shout out to everybody that don't like me, because, damn it, it's mutual. I don't like you, so it's
you hater.
I'm saying it, everything, but, you know, but the Fat Man and G-Spot Cheetah, y'all, we appreciate y'all rolling with us in this idea. This is another showdown, another day gone, another Sunday. In the box, we hope everybody enjoys themselves. Have a wonderful week, y'all. We will be back next Sunday, same place, same time, same spot, live from Las Vegas, y'all. It's Pillow Talk Radio with my girl, G-Spot Gina, and the bad boy, the Fat Man, y'all. We going to get out of here. And I'm gonna, this goes out this goes out to all the big girls that was there last night, y'all. We out of here.
Peace.
Are now rocking with DJ Noise, Germany's number one mixtape DJ.
The pussy rules the world version. You ready, DJ Noise?
Let's go.
I got an all-star lineup for y'all, right?
The 32.
But I'm going to start off in Atlanta, Georgia.
You know I got you.
We're going to give you some new blood. Diamond, holla at him, baby.
Ride or die. With a pocket full of relics.
Hey.
Jimmy Choo fetish, keep me fresh like lettuce. Bitches get jealous, cause I'm quite cocky. 10-14